You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. It's JJ here. Our special guest joining us on the line today is the America's Marriage Doctor. Jacqueline Del Rosario is the president and CEO of Recapturing the Vision International. And that's an organization that's dedicated to promoting healthy marriages and family strengthening. It's such an honor to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm well, and it's an honor to be here with you, JJ.
Oh, gosh. We are talking about something that I'm sure everybody will have their ears glued to the radio about the 10 signs that your partner is cheating. Woo!
You know, when you just hear it, a knot kind of forms in the center of your tummy, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's just like, I don't want to hear it, but I want to hear it. So let's start with number one. Are you talking about changes in a person's schedule?
Yeah. And, you know, that's really broad, isn't it? But let's narrow it down. Suppose that they're typically prone to doing this or that daily and weekly. And we know that, what time you typically get home, if you're needed for something after hours at work. But suppose those things begin to accelerate.
Yeah.
They're always coming in late. It's always something. Then that's a problem. If there's not justification that you can really substantiate, then, you know, it could put one on edge.
Number two reminds me of that movie with Chris Rock, I Think I Love My Wife, when he was arguing over chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of having chicken. Every day we got chicken. I'm out of here.
And then, right.
You know, no one's arguing over these things.
But you know what happens is he's trying to cut her off at the path. Sometimes when you know you've done wrong and that you're really going to get it, you just pick the fight first and you get them off of kilter so that, you know, they're not even able to focus on what you've done because you're trying to put it on them now. So that does a couple things for you. The first thing, and it allows you to now to have an excuse to be gone, because a lot of times you'll storm away or seclude yourself. So now you can go back and make more phone calls or text or get on social media.
Ooh.
It also puts you in a position to now be in control instead of being in the examining seat.
Yeah.
You're the one that's pointing the finger.
That's right.
And you know what happens is when you're guilty, you tend to project what you're doing on somebody else. So somebody might not necessarily be trying to pick a fight. It just might be that they're guilty, so their guilty conscience is making them look at their mate in a guilty manner, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're realizing, I'm sneaking around. I wonder if they're doing the same thing on me.
Mm. Yeah, and that's how you get into that blame game. Like, you know what? You must be cheating on me.
Yeah.
You're always out with such and such and such and such. And then you're just looking like, wait a minute now. Hold up.
That's it.
Now, number three, being emotionally withdrawn. Break that down to me.
Well, that's another sign. If that person was usually very lively, they were always conversing with you. You guys were sharing. You're on a if your intimacy meter was at a 5 and now it's down to a 1, that's indication that you might have pause and it might be time to look into things. Why are they emotionally withdrawn? And I remember when my husband's mother passed away, of course he was emotionally withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
He was grieving.
Right.
But if there's no situation that is the genesis of that, then you might want to figure out, why are they emotionally withdrawn? We don't talk anymore when he comes home. They could be preoccupied thinking about something else.
Right. And that's a whole other story, talking about emotionally cheating, because if you're not with your spouse, giving them that affection or, you know, like you said, being emotionally withdrawn from them, then maybe you're emotionally connected to somebody else.
You might be making your emotional investment into another bank. Not a good thing.
Okay, number four, constant texting or using virtual modalities.
Well, you notice that your mate is constantly on or checking the phone or computer all times of day or night.
Gosh.
You might have also discovered that they've joined some new social media sites and you didn't know about it.
Oh, that's the worst when you don't know about it. But, you know, I think that is something that I feel like women should really take a look at, because, and I've said this to one of my past boyfriends, a guy isn't sitting on the phone texting another guy all day long.
No, they're not.
You're just not. Guys don't communicate like that. You're just not. So you have to realize, if he's texting somebody all day, you have to be talking to a female. Like,
exactly,
you have to talk to
because they're
woman.
Not as verbal. They're going
to
go say, go Heat. Or, oh, so-and-so won, that's about it.
Yeah, that is about it.
And, you know, let's talk about emotional cheating with that constant texting. Sometimes the relationship is not even sexual yet. It could just be a little flirting by text or some other social modality.
Oh, yeah.
It could also be porn.
Ooh.
I've had couples that have said that they reported waking up in the middle of the night and seeing their mate online interacting with porn,
oh,
or
wow,
a internet an internet product where they're able to interact with a live person that talks dirty to them.
Oh, my God.
Another form of emotional cheating. Cheating is cheating.
I tell you, man, oh, man. Okay, so number five, being secretive on the phone.
Have you ever seen them turn their phone face down so that you're not able to see incoming calls or text messages?
Man, let me tell you, my ex-boyfriend used to change the names in his phone so that it would look like a guy's name, but it would really be a girl.
Oh, he's really good.
He was good. He was.
Listen, he has a doctorate in cheating.
He does. He really does.
That's pretty smart. But it's just a shame that he had to invest all of his time and energy into doing something underhanded instead of being a better man.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
You know, don't even get me started today.
Suppose that they're also deleting their emails or text messages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then that's a problem. Then you know something's going on. Number six, changing passwords.
They frequently change their telephone, email, or social networking site logon information. Now, we might differ, but I feel that not that my husband has to give me all of his passwords or logons, but if I did ask about something, if I express some insecurity, I don't think that it should be something that would be withheld.
Right.
My conscience is clear.
Might.
Sure, you know, have a look.
Number seven, constantly working late. So that kind of goes back into number one, too. Like, your schedule, you know. Yeah, come on. You're not working late every single day.
You're not. I mean, even Jack needs a little rest, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A really interesting one, though, is number eight about the changes in your sexual pattern or even their sexual alertness.
Mm.
You know, say you and your mate have had sex like 3 to 4 times a week, but now all of a sudden they're kind of disinterested.
Yeah.
And you notice that they're also wanting to try new things.
Yeah.
That they're supposed to be a novice at, but they do it like a pro.
Ah!
You know,
like,
I would be concerned. I would think that this is a really scary thing here, you know. And why do they want that? What is piquing this new interest?
Right.
And it could be totally innocent. It could be that, okay, we just want to spice things up or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you're both starting that at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you would be able to tell if it's something that they've already tried.
Exactly.
And they're trying to, I guess, you know, do it again. Number nine, soon as you get home, you hopping in the shower.
Exactly. And they're evading you. They're trying to get around seeing you or come into very close contact with you until they've showered.
Gosh.
You know that evasive behavior.
Ooh.
They're afraid that you're going to smell something on them or pick something up. Because, you know, typically we are very alert when we already are suspicious.
Yeah.
And so that immediate showering and evasive behavior, I think, is definitely a reason to consider or to look deeper.
So changing underwear.
But who does that?
Who does that? I know. A crazy man.
So,
yes.
So, fellas, if your girl wears granny panties and now all of a sudden she's wearing sleek thongs, ask yourself what could be going on. And then, ladies, if your man is buying new underwear for himself, he's trying to, you know, make himself spruce up and look sexier in these boxers or briefs, whatever it is that he's wearing, I would be concerned. I had a couple. He comes in and, of course, goes directly to the shower, and she later finds a pair of his underwear discarded in the garbage. That's another way of changing underwear.
Oh,
so
wow.
I guess instead of allowing it to go into the washing machine, he didn't want to take a chance, so he discarded them.
So, Dr. Dell, let's say that we're in a relationship and we see some of these signs. Well, what do we do with that information that we have?
I think that you have to have open and honest conversation, but I think it should not be accusatory. You come off sounding crazy when you start blaming or accusing people of things. I would start it from an I statement. I'm feeling a little insecure. Or I'm beginning to feel that perhaps there's something going on.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason why people continue to conceal things is because of the threat of the revelation of it being exposed. And so that's the first thing. But I wanted to talk to couples about something before that, before you start to go down the wrong road. Because I think that there's a lot of good men and women that have no intentions on cheating. They're not seeking something.
Yeah.
But because they don't know how to negotiate their relationships well, they get caught up in stuff. Because you know how it is. Your man hasn't been giving you as much attention at home. Now, all of a sudden, the very thing you're longing for from him, some new guy at the job starts to give it to you. And it's just innocent. But then it just really begins to make you think and start to look over the fence at the greener grass.
Yeah.
Don't fall prey to the greener grass syndrome. We all need to learn how to water and fertilize our own grass so that it will be green. So I want to talk to couples about being careful that we set proper parameters around our interactions with the opposite sex so that we're careful not to get into the wrong thing. Because what happens is a lot of times things start going the wrong direction, and because we lack the conflict resolution skills, we're unable to get ourselves out of things. And here's a hint. If there's anything that has transpired in your day that you want to hide, put under a cloak of secrecy, or not share with your mate, that's an indication that it is what? W-R-O to the N-G. It's wrong yes. and shouldn't be pursued.
Exactly.
And here's another thing. Sometimes I've seen couples, and it's even happened with me, you might find that you're getting a little attracted to someone else. But when your heart is right and you want to be faithful, you know, bringing that to light and saying, you know, honey, I met this person, you know, and they're a little attracted to me, I can tell. And so then your mate might say, well, are you attracted to them? Well, they I could be attracted to them.
Right.
Well, then you've already brought it out to the light. Anything that you kind of allow to smolder, you know, in secrecy
right.
will always catch a flame.
Yeah.
And so being honest and open, and that means that we each have to allow our mates or our special people to say that to us without going haywire. What? You're attracted to somebody else? You know, Ooh. Then that's going to scare the dickens out of them. They'll never be honest with you again.
Yes, very true. So true. Now, you have two children, and you've been married for 20 years, over 20 years.
22 years, my dear. Ooh. Don't keep me out of the last two.
I just love it. That is like, it's hope. There is hope out there.
No, not only is there hope, I've really come up with some really wonderful things, JJ, that I think are, I'm giving people the tools that I use to get us to where we are. Not only have I been married 22 years, but I'm happily married. But I have to say this, there have been some times, some phases as where our relationship has been evolving, where we've encountered some conflicts. But I've worked out the how-tos on doing this thing called marriage. I think most people are afraid. They want to believe in love, but they're afraid, can I really make it work? And there is a how-to on how to do that.
Wow. Now, what is the website where people can go and get some more details on how they can work on strengthening their marriages and their relationships?
They can go to bestmarriagekeys.com or drdelrosario.com.
Very nice. Get to the website. You are so awesome. I feel like I need to talk to you some more.
You do. Listen, I'll have you married. I'll have you happy in no time.
That's what I need right there. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Dr. Del. We appreciate having you on the show today.
It's my pleasure.